33.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, June 7th. Currently with fair skies, it is 63 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.99, and the dew point is 57 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Independents voted to lift the ban on pit bulls and modify laws. Our Meta Landrum has details.
Independent City Council voted to repeal its pit bull ban and update ordinances related to aggressive and dangerous dogs, which will go into effect on August the 4th. Speaking at Monday night's council meeting, residents expressed their concerns.
You lift the ban and more of these dogs will be here in Independence. More will be bred, more will be sold. And we're going to have a bigger problem than we do right now.
Petitions requested that sections be reviewed to ensure residents are safe from dangerous animals. I'm Armetta Landrum.
The Kansas City Royals announced Chiefs night will be on June 12th when the team hosts the Cincinnati Reds. Travis Kelce bounced his first pitch earlier this year when the Royals played the Guardians, and he'll get another chance to redeem himself by throwing out the first pitch at the Reds game. Fans are encouraged to wear Chiefs red or royal blue. This is Kansas Information Network News.
This Father's Day, find the perfect gift for the dad who loves the perfect yard. From steel chainsaws and blowers to trimmers and edgers, you'll find gas-powered tools that dad is sure to love. Visit your local steel dealer and save $30 on the FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid for a limited time at participating dealers while supplies last.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly joined United States Representative Sharice Davids, area legislators, and other state health leaders to bring public awareness to what Kansans on CanCare need to do to ensure they don't unnecessarily lose coverage during the renewal process. And during the press conference, Governor Kelly and Representative Davids pointed to the CanCare renewal process as part of the case to expand Medicaid. Governor Kelly said health insurance is foundational to healthy communities, which is why she's glad to join forces with Representative Davids to make sure qualifying Kansans know what they need to do to keep their coverage. However, this process also makes the need to expand Medicaid that much clearer, as it will boost the economy, bring hard-earned tax dollars back to Kansas, and, most importantly, save lives. Kansans can prepare for the CanCare renewal process by updating their contact information and return their paperwork in a timely manner. Christine Osterlund, the Deputy Medical Director and Director of Operations for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, stated that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is working to ensure that reviews are processed efficiently, accurately, and in compliance with federal regulations for all Kansans with Medicaid. She said it's vital that any Kansan with Medicaid update their contact information with the CanCare Clearinghouse and that all review paperwork is signed, dated, and received by the CanCare Clearinghouse by the date listed on the review form. For more information, you can visit cancare.ks.gov. On Tuesday, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced a change to the Project Access COVID Tests, or Project ACT, program, allowing all Kansas households to request free at-home COVID-19 tests through June 15, 2023, and residents are encouraged to order additional free tests while the supplies last. All Kansas households can order free COVID-19 tests through accesscovidtest.org. Each household can place an order for 5 at-home COVID-19 test kits, and Amazon will deliver the test kits directly to your house. Kansans who need more support to order tests may call 866-534-3463. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has already distributed 308,615 tests to Kansas families through Project ACT. Joan Duvey, MD, the state health officer, stated that the ending of the public health emergency is expected to change access to free testing. However, their partnership with Project ACT helps them to continue to ease access for households with limited access to health care. She added that testing continues to help Kansans know whether to stay home or to seek treatment. Individuals should check their test's expiration date before using it, though if the date has passed, the test may still be appropriate to use, and you can check for an FDA extension at fda.gov. The Project ACT program is made possible through a partnership between the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Rockefeller Foundation's public charity, RF Catalytic Capital. AAA Kansas reminds everyone that the period between Memorial Day and Labor Day is also a season of increased risk, especially for teen drivers on the roadways, making those summer days the 100 deadliest days of the year. In Kansas, 105 people were killed in crashes involving teen drivers aged 15 to 18 during the 100 deadliest days from 2012 to 2021, representing 34% of all vehicle crash fatalities during that 10-year period. According to Kansas Department of Transportation crash data, there were 11,507 vehicle crashes in all of 2021, which is the latest data available, involving teen drivers ages 15 to 19. 40 of the crashes included fatalities, and 2,878 crashes resulted in injuries. Sean Stewart, the public affairs manager for AAA Kansas, said there are more daily deaths from crashes involving teen drivers during the summer months than the rest of the year because teens tend to have more unstructured time behind the wheel as they commute to summer jobs, enjoy summertime activities, and spend time with friends. AAA recommends that parents take time now to both model safe driving behaviors and help ensure their teens practice them well. AAA encourages teen drivers to double down on staying focused when driving, buckling up for every ride, and driving within the posted speed limits. And parents should also take this opportunity to talk with their teens specifically about the dangers of impaired driving. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska State Patrol cracked down on seatbelt violations and impaired driving during its Click It or Ticket campaign. From May 15th through Sunday, troopers across the state arrested 65 drivers on suspicion of driving under the influence, and according to a press release, during that time frame, troopers also issued over 100 citations for seatbelt and child safety seat violations. The patrol superintendent, Colonel John Bullduck, said in the release that Nebraska roadways have had a busy start to summer, and Nebraska troopers have been busy over the last 3 weeks working to help start the summer travel season safely across Nebraska. The patrol said troopers issued 1,587 speeding citations, and that includes 65 tickets for going over 100 miles per hour. Bullduck said summer is just getting started, and safe travel will be a key to making great memories on your summer road trips. So no matter where the road takes you this summer, wear your seatbelt, always drive sober, put your phone down, and have a safe trip. A UNK football player accused of first-degree assault is now in jail. 23-year-old Xavier Delk appeared for the arraignment in Buffalo County Court on Monday afternoon, and a judge set his bond at $50,000 cash with the condition that he have no contact with the alleged victim of the assault. Authorities issued an arrest warrant for Delk last week, and jail records say he was in prison on Sunday, and as of Monday evening, he had not posted bond. The assault charge stems from an outbreak of violence at a party one block south of the UNK campus early on the morning of May 14th. Police say shots were fired and a man was stabbed during the incident. Officers arrested 19-year-old Marvin Zuniga of Kearney earlier for second-degree assault, and the court documents accuse him of using a dangerous instrument to injure Delk. Police have also arrested two unnamed 17-year-olds and a 26-year-old. Police said there were two suspects. Subsequent reports of gunshots at the UNK campus in the days following the May 14th incident. However, nobody was hit by gunfire. The court will appoint a public defender to represent Delk, and his next court appearance is for a preliminary hearing on July 5th. A group of men assaulted a couple near Lincoln's International Quilt Museum on Sunday, and police said they're still on the loose. This all happened around North 33rd and Holridge Streets just after 2 a.m. Six to seven men first attacked a 22-year-old boyfriend and stole his key fob. They then tried stealing his car, but police say his 20-year-old girlfriend stood in their way, so they snatched her purse and ran off. The boyfriend was taken to a hospital and is expected to recover. Authorities said $761 worth of items were taken, but they have not provided a description of the attackers or said if this was targeted. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Lincoln Police Department or Nebraska Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Norton County Community Foundation has awarded $3,050 in the May grant cycle, and the funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. These grant funds supported Humanities Kansas Incorporated, which received $550 for Talk About Literature in Northwest Kansas, and USD 211, which received $2,500 for weight room improvements. Humanities Kansas Incorporated will use the grant funds to support the free book discussion group, Talk About Literature in Kansas, or TALK, which provides educational opportunities primarily for senior citizens throughout Northwest Kansas. Tracy Quinlan, the Associate Director at Humanities Kansas Incorporated, said the majority of TALK book discussion participants in Northwest Kansas are over the age of 55, and Humanities Kansas knows from research that reading and companion group discussions support good health and keep aging Kansans socially and cognitively engaged. Participating in book discussions combats social isolation, facilitates discussions that promote new perspectives, and helps to improve and maintain communication skills. Funds awarded to TALK will be used to purchase 50 books that will be housed at the Northwest Kansas Library System in Norton. Within the TALK program, there are currently 29 themed series for readers to explore, and with the help of grant money, 7 new series will be added, including Native American Identity, Turning Points, Stories of Women Choosing Their Own Paths, Family Land, and The Kansas Experience. To get involved with Talk About Literature in Kansas, you can contact the library in Norton. USD 211 will use their grant funds to upgrade their outdated weight room equipment. Due to an influx of athletes and students interested in strength and conditioning, the weight room is in need of updating and replacing equipment to better suit the athletes' needs. And the first phase of this update was completed last year through the redoing of the weight room floor. Funds will now be used to purchase new power racks, benches, and plyometric boxes. With over 100 students circulating through the weight room each day, it's important to have safe, updated equipment to ensure a quality experience. The guidelines and application for the Hansen Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website, nortoncf.org, and the applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. For more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106, email bethany@nortoncf.org, or you can visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton, located at 112 South Kansas Street. The Kansas Housing Resources Corporation reminds everyone that its first-time home buyers program is a program that helps Kansans who make 80% or less of their county's median income to make a down payment on a home. Christine Reimler with the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation said it offers 15 to 20% of the purchase price for down payment and closing costs, and this helps families that are hardworking and have good credit to get a first mortgage if they don't have their down payment. The program recently expanded its eligibility rules. New people in the program can have a max debt-to-income ratio of 45%, up from 41%. They must pay a minimum of 15% of their principal interest, taxes, and insurance, which is down from 20%, and be able to pay 1% of the home's sale price in a down payment to the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, which is down from 2%. Reimler said they want to be a catalyst to help people get into their first home and to build that generational wealth and family memories and have a place to call home. The Kansas Housing Resources Corporation helped 37 families buy homes in 2021 through the program, and Brown encourages anyone considering their first home to see if they qualify. The Kansas Housing Resources Corporation's program covers the entire state outside of Wichita, Topeka, Lawrence, Kansas City, and Johnson counties, since they have their own version of it. For more information on the program, you can visit kshousingcorp.org. Rains across Kansas have slowed corn and soybean planting. The USDA reports that 91% of the corn crop has been planted, 3/4 has emerged, and 51% is rated in good to excellent condition. 80% of soybeans are in, 62% are up, and 57% is in good to excellent shape. Winter wheat condition is rated 65% poor to very poor. 18% of pasture and rangelands are rated good to excellent, and topsoil moisture is rated 45% adequate to surplus, and subsoil moisture is 40% adequate to surplus. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with the high near 87 and a calm wind becoming southeast around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with the low around 61 and a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour becoming southwest after midnight. On Thursday, there's a chance of showers between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. Otherwise, on Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 88, with a calm wind becoming southeast around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. And on Thursday night, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 a.m., should be mostly cloudy with a low around 61. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it should be partly sunny with a high near 87. On Saturday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m., then a chance of showers between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., and then showers and likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. On Saturday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 83. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 75. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 78. And on Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Currently, with fair skies, it is 63 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.99, and the dew point is 57 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Make the most of your summer with a certificate from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. June 1st through the 30th, earn 5.2% APY on a 9-month certificate while you soak up the sun. Lock in this great rate today and start earning more from your savings. New deposits with a minimum of $5,000 are required to earn the stated APY. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. The Kansas City Royals dropped the second game of their series with the Miami Marlins last night 6-1. Zach Greinke took the loss after allowing 5 runs in just 4 1/3 innings. Greinke spoke after the game about a challenging 5th inning.
It was just kind of bad timing. There's a big string of hits at the same time. I really don't think I made a lot of mistakes that inning. First home run was kind of the game plan I wanted to do, is throw quality curveballs, and he hit a home run, which was impressive, and then all the other pitches were corners, I think, that got hits on, and so just can't do too much more, and it just was unlucky that it was 4 or 5 in a row, however it ended up being, instead of spreading them out.
The series finale for the Royals and Marlins is coming up tonight with Jordan Lyles on the bump for Kansas City. He's 0-9 with a 6.89 ERA this year. Miami will counter with Edward Cabrera. First pitch tonight is set for 5:10. KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, we have some cloud cover spreading into extreme southwestern Kansas. There are 2 upper-level low-pressure systems we're watching, one of those over New Brunswick, Canada, and another one in California. Meanwhile, here at home, a ridge of high pressure remains across the central part of the country. A disturbance is on the western side of an upper-level low, and that's going to be sliding into the Midwest, which will also push a cool front from east to west. Now, that boundary is going to be moving southwest into Missouri this afternoon and possibly near northeast Kansas by tonight, and that will increase our chance of thunderstorms there. Dry in northwestern Kansas today. Our high will be in the low 80s. Mostly sunny across north-central Kansas with a high in the upper 80s. And in northeastern Kansas, sunny and warmer with a high 92. In southwestern Kansas, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms. Our high 85. In south-central Kansas, we may see a pop-up thunderstorm with a high temperature 88. Tonight's low 65. And in southeast Kansas, a slight chance of rain today with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, still anticipating a stronger cash market this week. Anywhere from a 188 to 192 range is possible, as we'll keep the strength in the market. We should see cattle and hog trade open higher, but a little oversold on the premium to the livestock market, so we may see weakness after that. We had a pretty quiet overnight grain trade, but it did come off of the morning's lows that we had in the overnight trade. Wheat futures down 2, corn futures mixed anywhere from a penny higher to a penny lower. Soybean futures up 4 on the old crop, down 1 on the new crop. WASDE and wheat production numbers do come out on Friday, and keeping an eye on the weather as well. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can